You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Boy, what a press conference yesterday for the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, 54 minutes for Dombrowski, followed by Topper. We had it all in the midday show yesterday. If you missed it, Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to the whole thing. But there's a lot to unpack here. And I wrote about this morning in my newsletter. I ranted yesterday in the midday show. Dombrowski annoyed the hell out of me. It was a 54-minute, what do you want me to do? Shrug my shoulders. The Dodgers are great. We tried. And that's not what I wanted to hear yesterday. I think, and I want to get to the Bryce Harper comments, because that really, I think, was a huge part of yesterday and kind of just struck me when I heard him. But just one quick thing, and then right to the Harper thing on what Dombrowski said about Bryce Harper and why I think he said it. One of the worst things that's happened in baseball for the last 15 years, 20 years, is that smart people have convinced baseball people that there is nothing that can be done about October. It is absolutely a crapshoot, and no one should ever make a decision about the biggest games. It is incongruent with what sports are. Of course, the biggest games matter, and results matter. There's this like big old collective shrug of the shoulders from every GM when the baseball playoffs ends, like, what do you want us to do? It's a small sample. We can't affect that. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are about to win their fifth pennant in 9 years. So obviously, one team, doesn't approach things that way. One team has figured it out. Everybody else has not. And Dave Dombrowski has fallen victim to this, to where it's like, oh, what do you want me to do? Built a good team. They tried. Well, how about do more? And obviously the team you've built is not great enough to go win a championship. Those are the facts. So Dombrowski annoyed me yesterday. But one thing that struck me, not annoyed me, but just struck me yesterday, like, what did I just hear? Was Dave Dombrowski being very black and white, very matter of fact when it comes to Bryce Harper and the player he currently is. So Bryce Harper did not have, you know, Hall of Fame kind of year, didn't have a MVP kind of year. He had an 844 OPS. It was as low as 2016. He had a 261 average, his worst since 2019. You know, with it, we know the guy's a two-time MVP, and he was not that kind of player this season. And here's the quote from Dombrowski yesterday. Quote, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he's had in the past. I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. And then he went on, can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. He's the one that will dictate that more than anything else. I don't think he's content with the year that he had. Again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you think elite, you think one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. Nothing Dave Dombrowski said there is inaccurate. In fact, I would categorize Bryce Harper the exact same way. At this point, he was good, not great, not elite, not a top 10 player. Nothing to that extent. He's been that before. Can he be that again? Time will tell. Totally fair categorization of the player Bryce Harper is today. I mean, 1,000% dead on. It's one thing that I said it. It's one thing that you said it. It's another thing that the Phillies team president said it in front of everyone for everyone to hear. That was different. That was eye-opening. Now, he also criticized some other things. I mean, he mentioned twice that Trey Turner's got to make a better throw to the catcher before the run comes home in game two. I mean, he did not take him off the hook, but he also praised the year Trey Turner had and said, you know, how quality of a year it was. I thought it was pointed. I thought it was direct. And I thought there's more, I think there's more to this than just for, you know, 1 minute out of a 54-minute press conference, he decides to be totally real and transparent with us. Because the most of the other stuff, he's being political, right? He's being, kind of down the middle. He's being a politician. He's not ruffling feathers. He's trying to keep a poker face. All the things that executives have to do, that's what Dombrowski's doing out there for 54 minutes. He's not showing his hand. He's not telling anyone, I'm done with this player. I definitely am going to put this guy in the rotation. He's not telling you any of that because he's trying to gauge the market for other teams. They're trying to gauge him. There's a lot there. So I don't expect that. I wanted more, hey, I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. I failed. We didn't do enough. This season was a failure. I wanted that as a fan. But I also recognize when it comes to talking about players and whether they're on his team that he has to have the relationship with or they're about to be free agents and he's got to, or even potential trade pieces, he has to kind of keep a straight face and he can't let us know his hand. I understand that. I've watched a million of these. We all have after season's end. So that I understand. But what struck me about this is there was no reason for this on the surface. There's no reason for Dave Dombrowski to give us chapter and verse about the truth of Bryce Harper at this stage of his career, unless you peel back the layers and you say why. So I have some thoughts and theories on why he did this. Number one, and simple and first and foremost, is I believe Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies are challenging Bryce Harper. I think that for two reasons. The first is, feels to me, the way he talked about him and said he's fully healthy when the year ended, very matter of fact, and then to this, that the Phillies believe this wrist thing that Bryce has been affected by for the last couple of years isn't as serious as maybe he does. And maybe they think this is a matter of playing through some pain here and learning how to live with his body as he gets into his late, as he gets into his mid and late 30s. I have wondered that because he has seemed like he's affected by it. Every time Dombrowski talks about it, it's downplayed. He's fine. Doctors say he's fine. So there is a disconnect here. between what the Phillies seem to think of what's structurally wrong or not structurally wrong over the last year about his wrist versus what Bryce Harper says he's feeling and how that might be affecting his game. That might start to become a point of contention as years go on between the player and the organization. I mean, we've seen this with the Sixers the last year plus, Joel Embiid and his knee, right? The Sixers seem to think, big fella, you got to play through this. This is soreness. This is kind of the buildup of all these surgeries over the years. There's nothing right now that is fully damaged in there. You can play, but you got to get comfortable playing, feeling like this. And then the player obviously doesn't feel the same way, and he's the one, when it's his body, he's feeling it. So you have that disconnect. I feel there's a disconnect with what's gone on with Bryce Harper's body over the last year plus. And Dave Dombrowski might be frustrated about it.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
Second thing I thought of is the Bryce Harper request for more money over the last couple years. And I could see how that has rubbed the Phillies, specifically maybe Dombrowski, the wrong way for a couple things. One, it was totally off-putting for Bryce Harper to do that, considering how many years were left on his contract, considering how long this contract took him, the fact that this thing was a 13-year deal, and about the halfway mark, you're asking for an extension. It was preposterous. And I'm a Bryce Harper guy. And you know, think the guy has done way, 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 way more good here than not. And even with some of the kind of tone-deaf things like the rivalry pack, even with a postseason series this year in which he didn't do much, you know, in totality, the Bryce Harper era has been a win for us as fans. It's been a win for the Phillies. He's been worth every penny, all that stuff. I'm a Bryce guy when it comes to his value to the organization and his value to the game of baseball and his value just in general. But that was ridiculous. And I said it at the time and on every platform. There's no way in the world I would give him more money, especially as his body starts to age. What he's going to look like at 35, 36, I don't know. If this year is an indication, if Dave Dombrowski's kind of way of framing it as an indication, he's transitioning out of being a great player. And that transition has taken hold, and now he's just a good player. So there's just no way I'm paying a good player at the age of 33 for what he might be at the age of 40 or 38 or 39. Like, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that one iota, because the odds are the transition goes from great to good to average to poor over the next 6 to 7 years. That's just the way sports work. That's the way baseball history works. Also, you factor in how many plate appearances this guy's had since the age of 19. His body might be cooked by the time he's 35, 36. I mean, that's just the truth. So I think there could be some residual from that. I think it could be some annoyance from that, that perhaps you ask the owner, your agent asked the owner, you went above me, I got to deal with this. And you're not even producing like a great player anymore. I mean, come on. So I think that is probably really part of it. And the third thing that it feels to me like could be a part of this is a reality of the Philly situation, a reality of John Middleton's checkbook, a reality of some of the bad money that Dave Dombrowski has already spent and can't unspend. So when I heard the comment and when he compared him to Freddie Freeman, I didn't think that was a knock. Freddie Freeman's a Hall of Famer. Freddie Freeman's about to win another world championship, which will be his third. Freddie Freeman is one of the great players of this generation, and Freddie Freeman is still a dangerous, really, really high-quality player who you want up in the big moment and probably will have a couple big moments in the next 2 weeks to help the Dodgers win a championship. So, like, on the surface, that comment is not a bad one. Like, comparing Bryce Harper to Freddie Freeman, there's a lot of other players you compare someone to with that's less complimentary. That's a great compliment. Freddie Freeman's a great player, even if he's just more good now than he was 5 years ago. But when the way the wheels in my head were turning when I heard that was, Freddie Freeman's good, but is Freddie Freeman the best player on the Dodgers? He's not. All right? He's just not. He would probably be considered their third best player in the everyday lineup. You could even count Will Smith, their all-star catcher, and he broke his hand, and that curtailed how his season ended. But this season, you could make a case that Freddie Freeman was the Dodgers' third or fourth best player. Ohtani's their best. Betts had a down year by his standards, but look at him in the playoffs now. I would say Betts is their second best player, considering the position and his output. Second best player. This season, I would say Will Smith or Freddie Freeman were their third best player. One of those two, the other guy was fourth. So Freddie Freeman is now, right now, in modern baseball, in today's game, on the team he's on, going to end up the third or fourth best player on a championship team. That's what he was last year as well. So when I hear Dave Dombrowski say that, I'm wondering if he's challenging Bryce because he recognizes right now Bryce Harper's his best player, but that is what constitutes the third best player on the current championship team that will once again be the championship team in a couple weeks and the team he's got to go through. My point being, I'm not sure if the Phillies are willing and able to spend and really get more great players. You know, 2 years ago when the Dodgers went out like chumps in the first round, Freeman struggled, Betts struggled. Their answer to where they were at that point was, let's go get Shohei Ohtani. Let's go get the best available player, who, of course, is the best player in baseball. Let's get the best available player and move our other stars down a rung. And that's how we create a roster of excellence and depth and championship caliber baseball. For the Phillies, that is possible this offseason. They could do that. Kyle Tucker is a free agent. Kyle Tucker did not have his best season in Chicago. He had a couple injuries he was fighting through in the second half, but Kyle Tucker's a tremendous player, has been a consistently tremendous player. He would walk in here as the best player on the Philadelphia Phillies next year, bar none. Position player. Obviously, if Wheeler's healthy, Wheeler's the best player, but he'd be the best position player on the Phillies. It would drop the pegs down, and you could then say if they bring Schwarber back as well, Schwarber's your second best player, Bryce Harper's your third, Trey Turner's your fourth. And now we're starting to have a layered roster of talent like the Dodgers where you could have that conversation. But I don't think the Phillies are going to go there. I don't think they're going to spend that kind of money. They didn't even contact Juan Soto last offseason. It tells you where they're at with money. This speaks to John Middleton. I think, you know, at some point you're saying we're kind of tapped out. This is the payroll. And second, Dave Dombrowski's made a lot of mistakes. The Trey Turner contract's not a good one. The Taiwan Walker contract, a disaster. They may have to eat $20 million just to get Castellanos out of here because he doesn't want to be here anymore. So they have a lot of money, Aaron Nola, wrapped up in guys that aren't dominant players anymore or excellent players. So they can't go out and get players better than Bryce Harper. So this felt like a challenge to Bryce Harper to once again be that level of player so we have our shot to go win a World Series. I think it's a recognition of what Bryce Harper is. I think it's an admission of guilt by Dave Dombrowski because he has not built the kind of team around Bryce considering the money he has that he should have. And I also think there's something going on maybe deeper rooted between the Phillies and Bryce where maybe they're annoyed at him, he's annoyed at them, and this marriage isn't as beautiful and as calm and as great as it looked 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. There's something going on. That was weird. It was different. It did not fit the tone of the rest of the press conference. It absolutely struck a chord with every single one of us listening. That was different. It's certainly something to keep an eye on over the next few weeks and the next few months. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.